Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Catherine Computer's here, too. Is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back now more than 8 years. How about that, folks? We've been celebrating her wisdom and her knowledge and her perspectives and all her hard work here on the show all this time, and we really appreciate her. Catherine is the president of Self Brand, the author of a number of books on branding, including you, several others I'll get her to remind me about. And she's here to talk to us about a topic, though, that might be just a little bit controversial. Catherine Computer, welcome back to the show.
Hi, thanks for asking me. Great to be here.
Good to have you back. The other books, remind me, I'm on the road, so I don't have all of them in front of me.
Okay, well, Breakthrough Branding is the book I've written for entrepreneurs. It's really about how to brand your business and brand yourself for success. You are a brand, and I have a new book coming out in a couple of months on women's leadership called Women Who Brand.
That's the one I'm looking forward to. Now, I expect to launch that on the show, Catherine.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it.
Me too. Okay, so you're showing up here today trying to get me into trouble, aren't you?
I am. How old are you?
Right. Let me put it this way. I completely fit your demographic.
Okay.
But here's the problem. I don't need any help getting into trouble. I can do that all by myself.
Okay. Right.
So you're saying your position is that, and you've got some research to back this up, that older entrepreneurs are better entrepreneurs.
Right. Right. Well, first of all, you know, what's interesting is there's a new report that the highest rate of entrepreneurship is with people in the 55 to 64 age bracket. So, I mean, it's really interesting.
There are more entrepreneurs today in that range than in the other ages.
Than in the other ages. And it used to be highest in the 30-something age, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, people over 55 are really opening businesses. Also, there's a new Duke study that shows that people over 50 are twice as likely to be successful entrepreneurs as entrepreneurs under 25. So not only is it, you know, a high percentage, but they tend to be more successful, according to the Duke study.
Now, tell us where this research came from.
Well, one of them is from the Kauffman Institute, the highest rate of entrepreneurship.
We know those guys.
A measurement. Yeah, it's a measurement of people in each age bracket and the percentage of them that are entrepreneurs versus unemployed versus retired versus, you know, employed at another company. So that's the Kauffman Institute. And Duke University did a study, and they were looking at high-growth companies. So they were looking at technology, healthcare, groups that they considered high-growth. And they felt, again, surprisingly, this over 50 group was twice as successful as people.
So here were
two
different groups who weren't speaking to each other, asking a little bit of a different kind of question, but came up with one set of results that pretty much.
Well, you know, what's interesting is, hello?
I'm here.
It's funny, the voice is going in and out. But in any case, what's interesting is in my research for the book I wrote, Breakthrough Branding, I spoke to over 150 entrepreneurs of different ages. And I found that there was something different about people over 50 who start a business versus, you know, people, you know, in their 20s, 30s, and 40s. So
are you saying this is a ripening phenomenon, meaning you just get better with age, or is it generational?
First of all, psychologists say that people in their 50s and 60s, you know, for one of them, Eric Erickson, says that people in their 50s and 60s are in a state of what he calls generativity, where it's a very creative time. It's a time when people are more interested in giving back to themselves as well as to other people. So there's, you know, so I really make a thing that it's more about making meaning and less about making a killing. You know, people in their 20s and 30s are more interested in building a big business that's going to make a lot of money. People over 50 are very interested in this idea of making meaning, you know, having a legacy, standing for something. So it's not so much about the money as about meaning in some way.
Very interesting.
Or passion, or indulging a passion, that is, something that's
so this is what you've discovered that you think this is the case?
Yes, yes. And, you know, you look at a lot of people, just in my own research, but if you look at a lot of people, you know, Bill Gates left being CEO of Microsoft, and he has this big foundation, and he's, you know, trying to eradicate
certain problems. It's awfully handy to make meaning when you got way more money than you'll ever need.
Another example that I talk about in Breakthrough Branding is, you know, people that start, for example, a woman here in New York started a knitting store. It's been a passion of hers her whole life, always worked in other jobs. Now is a time where she could indulge in something that really has personal meaning for her. So, you know, it's all different kinds of things, but I think it's, you know, people over 50, it's more about making meaning, making a difference than making a killing. I think also people over 50 are more likely to, you know, do what I call a small idea. It's a small, focused idea rather than looking for a big, complicated business idea. And I think, you know, small ideas become big ideas.
There's another issue here, Catherine, and a couple of other issues here. Number one is if you're going to be an entrepreneur in the marketplace, you have to have startup capital.
Right.
And I wonder if the older over 50 crowd is have two nickels to rub together than the 20 somethings do today. That's one thing I wonder. The other thing is, if you're going to be an entrepreneur, you have to get comfortable with risk and doing things against all odds. And I'm not saying there is, but I wonder if there's a difference in the. What do you think?
Right. You know, and as I say, I didn't do a quantitative study. It's really qualitative for the research. But yes, I found that people over 50 are more likely to start, you know, what they call a lifestyle business. So it's a business where you're making enough money for yourself or maybe a small group of people, but you're not looking to grow it big because you don't want to work, you know, 24/7.
Right. Well, and that's what you're talking about is the way you just defined most small businesses in America.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Hey, Catherine, I need your website, please.
My website is selfbrand.com. selfbrand.com.
Catherine Computer. Catherine with a C. Computer with a K. We'll be right back after these messages and talk some more about this. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blassingame.
And I'll be at your side forevermore.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.